The Guardian.
I've just come back from Red Square, and there are plenty of fans there. Most of whom, I have to say, appear to be Manchester United supporters. And so far, it's very jolly. No drunkenness. No one has attempted to steal Lenin's embalmed remains. It all seems to be very good-natured and good-humoured. Obviously, Roman Abramovich, the Russian oligarch, is the owner of Chelsea, but really, the Manchester United has bigger support here. And it's been quite striking. I mean, certainly wandering around the streets of Moscow, you see Manchester United fans trying to work out the rather elaborate Moscow metro system here, and you know, buying overlarge woolly Russian hats and this kind of thing. But I really haven't met any Chelsea supporters so far who actually speak English. That they're all Russians. So it'll be interesting to see at the final what the level of support is. From my experience of the Russia-England match, which was here in October in the same stadium, in Luzhniki Stadium, it was pretty well policed by the Russian authorities. I mean, there are going to be about 6,000 police on patrol tomorrow, and I think sort of two cordons of security to stop people from kind of, you know, jumping over fences and getting into the ground without tickets. So, and also you have to bear in mind that the Russia is kind of acutely aware of its international image. This is really the most prestigious football tournament it's ever staged, and I would be surprised if things do go wrong. And so far, as I said, I mean, the mood in the centre of Moscow has been rather jolly. I talked to one young Russian woman today, and I sort of said, what do you think of the British? And she said, well, they're not monsters. So that must be good news.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.